Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Snow. It's too early for snow. It may be too early for Christmas music, although it does seem that most of the radio stations that traditionally go to Christmas music have long since gone there.
They've already been there.
Been there and done that. It's November the 28th. How do you do? It's my daughter-in-law's birthday. Should we send her a happy birthday? Maybe we should call her. She would love it if she got a call like at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? Hey, Sophie, happy birthday to you. She's a good kid. A good mother to my son's son, my grandson, and that's the sort of thing you like to celebrate on things as we go through looking for things to celebrate, because it's the time of year to celebrate. It is. It's the tree time, and it's the light time, and it's the food time, and it's the whatever time. So in terms of not, here I am to throw water on something already in this hour. I was thinking about Jimmy Carter and his wife and the memorial service that I think is today, isn't it? Isn't that Lillian Carter's birthday?
Wednesday, I believe.
It's right tomorrow, okay. So anyway, the fact that he's going to go and be present, because he is present. He's not, she had dementia, he did not. He's just had a bunch of other challenges. But won't that be an interesting thing to see everybody who thought, there's no way of thinking anything about him except good, as far as I'm concerned. And long since has it been his presidency. He wasn't out of the presidency in 1981, had plenty of time for everybody to recover and enjoy some of the other good presidents and bad presidents that we've had in the medium time. But it's just a lot of reflection. You know what doesn't get reflected much upon, Jay? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, by the way, on the Good Day program for this Tuesday morning. Thanks to Jennifer and Jay for sitting in for me every once in a while on a Monday when I've gone to spend the weekend with the children in California. I just don't want to go on the air. So, well, listen, the ladies are here and they're at it. I don't normally take a vacation. It was like 30 years into this program before I've foregone a day on the air or a week on the air, and I took some vacation time. I don't need the vacation time per se. It's just nice to be able to do something different every once in a while. And so with that in mind, we all think about how much we're going to do in the next month or so that's not in our traditional routine every day. So let me just go back a little bit to last week. And what normally happens and has happened every year in the 60 years since John F. Kennedy was killed is that the remembrance, the acknowledgments, the focus on what really happened gets lost in Thanksgiving week, because pretty much always the anniversary, which is November 22nd, comes on the same week as Thanksgiving. So what do we not provide ourselves with? What do we not think of, or do we not need to think anymore about what happened? See, I think, being the part-time conspiratorialist that I am, and I'm not the kind of conspiratorialist Alex Jones is, but I think that there are a lot of things that don't get well covered or well done, and so in first of all, the review was not well done. As a matter of fact, Jack Anderson, when he wrote the definitive book, in my opinion, of what happened to JFK, spoke or writes about the meeting that LBJ had with Warren. It was the Warren Commission. He was Chief Justice at the time, and Earl Warren was his name, and he said to him that if you that the they knew at the time the Russians and through the Cubans and the mafia were responsible for Kennedy. There was collusion. They were responsible for Kennedy getting shot. And so the theory that LBJ came up with, because there were still some people who thought LBJ was involved, I never bought that, and neither did Jack Anderson. But the theory of getting rid of him, the mafia didn't like him because of what was going on in their gambling institutions. And obviously the Russians were trying to get back at him because of the Bay of Pigs. And so there was that collusion. And LBJ said to Warren, if you determine that the Russians were responsible, we'll go to war. There'll be another world war because the American people will not stand for knowing that it was, even though Oswald was trained in Russia and he had all these connections with Russia, people tried to make, and then they came up with a lone gunman theory, which has been debunked about 15 times, including a couple of new books that are out this year by former Secret Service agents who just said, no, there was another shot, there was another gun, there was another person. And so, does it do anything to rehash all of this? Nah. It doesn't, because guess what? Kennedy's still dead. There are all those speculators, Jay, who will say, oh, what would have been, what would the country have been like if Kennedy had stayed for 4 years or 8 years?
Yeah.
You can speculate all you want to.
Well, and it's also always becomes one of those, and I guess maybe this is a little bit of a conspiracy theory mentality, but it's like the whole, well, look at this so you don't see this. It seems like every year there's like a focus on this.
What's going on right now?
Stop focusing on something else.
Right. There's plenty of that going on right now. And no better person at making the example than Benjamin Netanyahu, who didn't cause the invasion, but was akin, was known. They knew what was going on. Come on. With the Mossad, they're the best in the world. They knew that those guys had been putting over in Hamas and Palestine. They'd been putting together an invasion for a year. And so, because Netanyahu couldn't get a solid grip on the government, and nobody said, okay, yep, let's, oh, wow, look at this, they're invading us, let's go get them. And the Israeli people quickly rallied behind him, and the political realities changed, and so now he has a clear hold on government in Israel. You may say, well, how do you know that, Doug? I have a brain, and I can think things through. You figure it out. But that's what happens. And it happens in business. It happens in families. It happens pretty much everywhere. People make deals so that they can stay in power. Or look at all the corporate stuff that happens when there are mergers. What deals are made to keep the people who are in charge of one company that was folded into another company, how do they stay in charge? Well, they figure out a way to muscle the guy out, who the other guy. So anyway, there's a four-day ceasefire between Hamas and Israel that's been extended a couple of more days. The 200 people that were taken hostage during the surprise attack have, most of them, I think, have been released. Have they not? I haven't looked at the stats and the numbers, but most of them over the last couple of days have been released, haven't they, Jay?
I think there's still a lot more that have to be released.
Are there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 117 Palestinians were released from Israeli prisons, that I do know. So it goes on, and there's more unrest. And, you know, because, you tell me, though, I was sort of thinking about this. As the attention waned on the Ukrainian situation, has, because of the focus on the war in the Middle East, is it the same, you know, the theory you just put forth, well, look over here so you don't look over there. Has that been the case with Ukraine, or has there been more attention on Ukraine? The Ukrainians are shipping more grain now through the Black Sea. They have, you know, they're trying to get their economy, which is in shambles, back together again. The Russians say, you do that, we'll blow those ships up. And so if they do that, I think the Russians will come out on the short end of that stick, as they have come out on the short end of most every stick here, not only in terms of the reality of their existence, but the reality of what is going on with public opinion in the rest of the world. People need to eat, and Ukraine has one of the most prolific grain fields in the world, and people have been depending since the whole business when the nuclear debacle took place. That put them back about 30 years. But now the grain and what comes out of there is being used in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. And so you put a crimp on that. Matter of fact, the Chinese need it. So the Russians, it would seem to me, aren't going to get in the way of a shipment of grain that's going to go to China. Am I? Yes? No? Doesn't seem to be. Right? If you were the Russians, would you say, let's see, that is a ship full of grain going to China. Let's shoot that thing up. But anyway, they've been shipping a lot of grain to China, down into a place in the Middle East, in Africa. So maybe there's enough strength here. Unless, I don't see this ending unless Putin is dispatched. I don't think you're going to see an end to it. Unless he's killed, I don't see there's an end to this. It just keeps going on and on. Unless the United States, which seems to more and more be thinking, we ought to not keep throwing so much money into this, we stop giving. I don't know. That's a hard thing to speculate on, but I know the sentiment here doesn't seem to be as strong in favor of Ukraine. Would you say that's true? What about your friends? When you talk to people about Ukraine in your circle of friends, is there still the support that there was when it started a year or so ago?
I feel like everything that's been going on with Israel and Hamas has taken most of the oxygen out of the room.
You think?
There hasn't been much conversation. I feel like a lot of the Russian-Ukraine issues have fallen by the wayside in sense of, in terms of conversation, at least. But I still think back to when it started, when the whole but Putin was like, it'll be 72 hours and we'll have taken Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, Georgia. What a piece of work. What a piece of crap, actually. All right, so we've got to focus on what's going on here, as usual. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, social media time, studying what's going on in the world. And then this whole program is a study of what's going on in the world, is it not? I would like to think that that is
yeah.
the case. And in this portion of each hour, we kind of dig around in celebrity news, gossip, and things that are trending. And the passing of a real legend, this woman only had one really big hit. It was a smash back in 1971. There are probably very few, would you agree with me on this, Jay, very few people alive who have not heard this song. They may not know the lady who sang the song, but it was a huge, huge, I think it's
been used for so much commercial success, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, she could have made, well, I think she did, depending on her deal with the record company, make a lot of money with this. This is a song that she was around. Okay, I want to dig into this, but I got to do a commercial first. So when we have to do the commercial, I'll give you the insight. Because this song, I think, was 7 or 8 weeks in a row was number one when I was still a jock back in 1971. So we'll get to that after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The big stuff.
This is pretty typical of some of the simpler songs that were coming out of Motown, but yet there was something about this, the beat And the fact that it was called Mr. Big Stuff pretty much sealed it for her. And the way, that she went. It was like Bobby Lewis was another guy who had the same sort of reputation. Bobby Lewis went around the world making tons of dough singing one song. It was one of those things. Now I'm trying to remember what the name of the song was, but I know he was the same, cut out of the same cloth as Gene Knight. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, they traveled together on lots of these shows. Anyway, so she topped the charts. Was it 5 or 6 weeks? What did I say? 7 weeks? I thought it was 7 weeks. Anyway, she died in New Orleans. She was only 80, so it's not like she was.
Yeah, it was really
over
young.
The hill. Yeah,
right, exactly. The phenomenon of a one-hit wonder. Like,
oh my
some
God.
One-hit wonders yeah. come and go, and then others are just yeah. the iconic staying power.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this song, if you keep playing it there for a second, James, it is the same lyric, the same funk, the same rhythm. Everything was the same. But it was just 3 minutes of this. Crank it up again, will you? So, I was talking about Bobby Lewis, the song I couldn't remember was Tossing and Turning. It's the same thing, out of the same vintage. So anyway, we remember fondly the song and the lady responsible for Mr. Big Stuff, Gene Knight, passing away here. And acknowledging it, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. By revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas terrorists as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Dave Collins has more.
Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Earlier today, the White House confirmed the ceasefire agreement has been extended for 2 more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern time.
A Southwest Airlines passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The incident occurred on the skyway while the plane was stationary. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. The reason for opening the emergency exit is unclear. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office reported no criminal charges, and the investigation has been handed over to the feds. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
My burning desire started on Sunday. Give me your heart and I'll love you till Tuesday. Da 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 da. Who's that hiding in the apple tree, clinging to a branch? Afraid, it's only me, hoping for a little romance. If you lie beneath my shade, I'll keep you nice and cool. Ah, beautiful baby, I was very lonely till I met you on Sunday. My passion's never ending and I'll love you till Tuesday. Da 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 da.
Nice Tuesday. I think we figured that out, though, right, Jay? Jay Kirshner, Doug Stephan at your service, and on your side, optimistically thinking this month has been so-so. It's better than some and not as good as some others. Got a couple of more days, and then we're into December on Friday, the month really of gift-giving and all the good things that come with thinking good thoughts and thinking good of people. That's really kind of what it's all about, is thinking. This is the time of year when we do change our thinking. It doesn't change necessarily reality, although I think thoughts are things, and so we can think better and we can enjoy our friends and our relatives more, perhaps, and put aside the differences that you have. It's Giving Tuesday, I think, today as well, isn't it? This earmarked for
it
people
is.
To
mm-hmm.
support some of the charities. I got all kinds of things in the mail while I was gone over the weekend. Give mm-hmm. to this thing and share with that one. And that's not a bad, it's actually quite a good thing. And maybe you give in somebody else's name. Maybe it's a great Christmas present for someone in the name of someone. I did this for a long time.
Oh, yes.
With one of my Jewish friends, the United Jewish Appeal. And, said, in the name of my daughter, this fellow's daughter had passed. Would, you know, he sent a note out to all of his friends to remember his daughter on this date with a donation. I use that. There are hundreds and hundreds of them that are good. So pour yourself into the world a little bit. Because I think you find sometimes, if not most of the time, if not with some people, all the time, what you pour out, what you put out, will come back to you, right? And then there's that whole business about giving ahead. I never really 100% understood that, but I know that it's a philosophy some people have. Do you know more about that than perhaps I do?
No, I'm not familiar with that one, but I know the one of the two hands. Like, we have two hands, one for us, one to help ourselves, one to help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, whatever. That stuff is all good. My alma mater, and yours probably too, if you have went to school after high school, they'll reach out to you today and want to have you support them. And that's a good thing. It's interesting. I was talking about what's going on in Ukraine and the initiative that started there, which hasn't been highlighted very much, and I don't know by whom even it was started, but there's been a decision to stop plastic waste exports to countries, and Ukraine has been on the lead of that. You know, we were doing the Chinese stop taking our rubbish and plastic and stuff to recycle it or do whatever they were doing with it. And so there was a huge problem, and some of the people in Europe, some of the countries there, took a step toward reducing the pollution by agreeing to stop exporting waste, plastics and things like that, to some of the countries in Africa that needed the money, but they don't really know what to do with the plastic. And so Ukraine has taken up and become more responsible for trash management and become a place where it's an industry. You know, despite the war, there are things going on. They're using these industries, obviously, to pay some of the bills. But I thought that was kind of interesting because we keep focusing on things like we talk. There's a lot of talk about it. But what's the action that you use to support the talk? And so there's just something that's was playing on my mind that I mm-hmm. thought was worthy of a mention. We were talking about Jimmy Carter going to the celebration of Rosalind Carter's life. Apparently the president, the current president, and Mrs. Biden are going to go to Atlanta to go, and I think most of the presidents that are still alive and most of the first ladies that went with them are going to be, I think, Billy. What the heck is my Bill Clinton? Never was called Billy in his life. Bill Clinton, his wife, going to be there as well. George Bush, Obama, etc. So there'll be no doubt there will be an opportunity for George Bush to sit next to Michelle Obama and have some kind of a joke fest. That whenever they are together, you always see the two of them giggling and laughing about something, although this is not the appropriate time for that. But I guarantee you, in the next 24 hours, there will be a picture or more than one picture of George Bush sitting next to Michelle Obama, and there'd be a smile on both of their faces, chuckling about something.
Yeah. But haven't you, even when you go to a funeral, there's times of happiness laughter and
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's appropriate, I think.
Yes.
Frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a good thing because she had a really good life, and that's what you talk about. She had a tough last year or so, but you think about the things that anybody, no matter who it is that's passing, it's a tough time of year to lose somebody. As it turns out, as I remember, matter of fact, my children and I were talking about this because their mother passed away during this season back in 2011. And it was, you know, you think about those things, and they put a little bit of a damper, and then you start thinking about, we had a lot of laughs about her this weekend because she was a very interesting character in so many different ways. So, you know, that's what you bring up. That's what you want to have in your head, as a matter of fact. So, all right, here's something that is for, as I talk about Calitrin and they have a big BOGO sale going on right now, I'm reminded, I wasn't going to talk about Calitrin, but I'm looking at this story, the nightmares of people who experienced complications from weight loss. There's a survey that has been done courtesy of, well, there are a lot of people, let me try to frame this a little bit better. The Ozempic ads that we talk about all the time, that you hear all the time, that you see all the time, Wegovy, I think they're both the same thing. They have created a real problem for the people. I think at first those were supposed to be diabetes drugs, right?
They are. They are. Yeah. Yeah. And here's the kicker: because most people who use those, use Ozempic for diabetes, they get it through their insurance. Well, there's a short supply, but yet people who are willing to pay out of pocket for weight loss don't seem to have an issue getting the supply.
Right. They don't. And so that gives you an idea of what the drug companies are really all about, in a manner of speaking. But there's another one called Zepbound, I think. They have all, certainly Ozempic and Wegovy have become household names, but there are lots and lots of people who have been patients. The complications that have occurred, that these people have experienced while taking these medications. One, stomach paralysis. Two, gastrointestinal illness, bleeding. Three, suicidal thoughts. I remember one of those, as soon as the drug ads come on, and I say this lovingly because I have plenty of them here, and the selection of advertising that you hear here, but as I say, often people pay to represent a point of view, and I'm happy to have them do that so you can hear it, and then I may have a different point of view, and I'll express it, and so will Jay. When it comes to this stuff is crap. It's deadly. It is. There is nothing about it that has, in terms of weighing it, putting it on a scale. Some of this woman, Joni Knight, was interviewed the other night, pardon the pun, in a CNN special on all of this stuff, and she talked about what she went through. And it wasn't. There was none. There was nothing. She had severe gastroparesis, and then. She had some other condition that I can't even pronounce. Abdominal pain, vomiting that she couldn't stop, you know, that kind of stuff. So she said, I wished I'd have never touched it. Well, that's something that you should hear, along with all the disclaimer that is in the commercial says, you know, don't take this if you have suicidal thoughts. Well, who the hell is going to know you're going to have suicidal thoughts before you take this stuff? I mean, most of those disclaimers are stupid, and all they are is a legal way of protecting these people. Well, we told the advertising, you know, explained how baloney.
Well, some people have those feelings and thoughts ahead of time, but it's one of those things that it also people handle it very differently. I'm a firm believer in to each their own. I've known some people who have tried it and have had poor side effects, and I've known other people who are, it is doing great for them. My problem is that the people who need it for diabetes and go through insurance have a harder time getting it rather than people who are going to pay out of pocket. It shouldn't be that way. Like that's where
I
have a problem.
Well, that shows you how corrupt the drug companies
are. Yeah.
They're just corrupt. That's it. They're corrupt. Here's this woman that had brown stuff coming out of her mouth. Here's a guy who said he had so many burps and his mouth tasted like rotten eggs all the time. Here's a woman whose teeth were falling out. Here's the guy who says, I felt like killing myself. If I knew what the side effects were, I would have never gone on it. And a lot of doctors are weighing in, you'll pardon the pun, the same way. There's nothing. Here's a guy who's a bariatric surgeon and medical director of a weight loss center in California. He said, the overall thought that these medications are safe and that the incidence of serious complications is low is not really the reality, apparently. So having said that, how about I extol the value and virtue of Calitrin? Why would you do all of that stuff? You're trying to lose weight, and at this time of year, I know a lot of people are focused on doing that. I haven't felt well for the past week or 10 days, so I've been on my own diet. I've lost about 5 or 6 pounds, but it wasn't because I was trying to or because I was on Calitrin. But I will tell you, my experience with Calitrin over the last 7, 8 years has been one of I'm not a person who has weight that fluctuates much. You know, I may from one end of the year to another be up 5 or 6 pounds. But sometimes after the holidays, I have this little holiday bulge, if you will. It's ice creamy, and because I can't, my back is not good enough to be able to do the sit-ups that I used to be able to do, and there's a hernia there, I decide that I want to try to do things like Miles and Megan and I went for a long bike ride on Sunday, and I could feel it, and it was good. And those are the kinds of things you can do all the time that'll keep your weight in check. But if you're too busy to do that, or you just kind of want to support weight loss in a positive way, then you go to toploss.com, and you check out all of the pluses. There are really no minuses. There are really no negatives to Calitrin. Including people say, well, how do I, you know, I should get a 90-day supply or whatever it is, but I may not have the money. They have a program for you so that you can pay over time. It's a very successful way, all natural, to lose weight and keep it off. So check it out, toploss.com. They have a buy one, get one free. Fabulous. They have a fabulous special going on right now. Check it all out. Lose the weight, keep it off, be safe with Calitrin.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. Personal service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Know the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Feels so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why don't you call us? What's triggering you? It's every day you're shopping on. You'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, he said, with his mouth half open. All right, here we go. This is Food, Farm, and Family Time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, who works hard every day to put things together, including the foodfarmfamily.com website, where we have all kinds of information, the things that are passed along through this portion of the program, and other ideas and helpful hints when it comes to your food, food preparation, safety, that sort of thing. And today, we celebrate National French Toast Day. I actually had some French toast. Where the heck was I when I had it over the week? Oh, we went to a special. It was really very good, too, now that I think about it. It was at a little place in Napa, and it was like French toast that I'd never tasted before. There was a different kind of a syrup with it. And so, how many people enjoy French toast? The French don't call it French toast. It's called pain perdu. How about that? Lost bread. Because you can use stale bread and make it, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's great for stale bread. Because, I mean, you dip it in the milk and the eggs and
fine.
All of the stuff you make it anyway.
They didn't desire to not waste food. They just, you know, think that they don't want. It's like, what do you do with rotten bananas? You make banana bread out of it,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
sort of where this comes from. It goes back to the 1400s, and actually before that, to ancient Rome, when people were doing this sort of thing with lost bread. It's actually sliced toast. The Irish, when they came to the U.S., brought the term with them, thus the phrase French toast. It was in the Encyclopedia of American Food and Drink in 1871. German toast, it's called sometimes. Egg toast. Spanish, it depends on where it's being cooked, looks like, as much as anything else. So it's not something I go out of my way to have because you don't really know. For me, I try to stay away from gluten, and most bread has got gluten in it. But it smells great, and it kind of is a fun thing to put syrup on. A lot of people put butter on it as well. Cereal French toast. There's a Seattle restaurant that adds breakfast cereal to its French toast. So, listen, there are all kinds of different ways you can make it, right?
Oh, yeah. There's like one way you can make it in a mug and put it in the microwave. If you are at the office and you want some French toast for breakfast or make a little lunch.
Yum. All right, here's something from New York. I'm surprised the mayor has the time to sign this regulatory item, given the fact that he's on his way out. I'd be surprised if he was there this time next year, even this time next month, because he's such a crook. At any rate, that's not what we're talking about here in the Food, Farm, and Family Department. Eric Adams signed the Sweet Truth Act, requiring chains with 15 or more restaurants to label any food and drinks that exceed the recommended daily amount of added sugar. You know, I picked up something as I stopped at the grocery store last night on my way home from the airport, and there was something that I picked up that was sugar-free. And I looked at it, and because now I read the ingredients on everything, it doesn't have sugar in it, but it has aspartame in it.
It's loaded with aspartame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can get away with saying sugar-free because it is, but then they load it up with that stuff.
If anything says diet or sugar-free, run the other way.
Yeah, right. Throw it away, or don't buy it, or whatever it is. So anyway, restaurants in New York have a year to comply with a new law. Otherwise, each time they violate it, they pay $200. And it's maybe is an opportunity to support the folks who are trying to impact public health. It's probably not a bad... You know, people used to say Michael Bloomberg, when he was mayor of New York, told people what they could drink. He didn't do it so much along the lines of, whether there's sugar in it. It was the size of the drink that he was onto, and they eliminated New York outlawed 64 ounces, whatever that, you know. It was, what was the thing that was being sold in that? There's a big, I forget what it was, some kind of sweet carbonated drink that you could get in 64-ounce bottles. Anyway, so there it is. If it's happening in New York, there's going to be other people that will probably try to do it. I think you can look for others who think that's not a bad idea, but more I would like to think that there is, you know, something educationally being done instead of something mandated by government.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a Stanley thermos that survived a car fire. So Stanley replaced both the mug and the car.
Isn't that great? That is a great promotion.
Oh, my God. What a fabulous opportunity that is, right? The thermos still had ice in it after the fire in the car.
Uh-huh.
Wowie zowie. Good
like, you can't
them.
Write something like that.
No, buy a Stanley thermos for somebody for Christmas.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.